she's a young kid, you know. She's working and doing the best she can do to figure out a lot of things in life, but I do think she is very much conscious of the fact that much is expected from her, much is given, and she's working very hard to try to give back and to do the things that she was put on this earth to do. You know?
I think just in general, being a celebrity now has a little more, it's a little more sinister than it used to be. We make people celebrities fast, and just as fast we try to tear them down, because we love to love them and then we love to hate them, and it's really strange.
Oh,
and
we love scandals.
And I know you don't know this, Billy Ray, and nor should you, but I got to tell you this story because it so affected my life, and it has to do with Miley that I hope I'm not overstepping a line, but she performed a show in Indianapolis with the Oprah show that brought a group of girls on stage who are special needs cheerleaders, and she sang The Climb to them, and my daughter was one of those girls. And
oh my gosh, do you know Miley? I asked her last week what she came here to the farm, and we spent some real special time. I asked her what really stands out to her is something that was one of the things that she said most touched her life.
Wow.
It's so ironic that now you're telling me this story. See, there's no coincidences. It's like,
yeah.
Okay, please continue. I'm sorry.
Well, talk about touching a life. You know, this Miley's music was featured in a lot of the routines that these girls began to cheer to. And this was an unheard of kind of a thing, the Sparkle Effect, and it's really gone nationwide, and it's an amazing thing.
The Sparkle Effect. I love the Sparkle Effect.
And the impact that she had on those girls superseded any kind of media attention, any kind of Oprah show. These girls didn't give a rat's butt about being on Oprah, but them getting to talk to Miley Cyrus backstage in a conference room, because I don't know how much of this you know, but they even kept the parents out, because Miley's like, you know, and I don't know if this was Miley's doing or whatever, but Miley wanted to bond with these girls without their parents nagging at them, then picking at them, and these girls have this memory of her giving them a certain kind of, I don't know, fulfillment that they'll never get anywhere else or from anyone else. And, you know, it was such an amazing moment. And it is life-changing for not only those girls, but also the parents of those girls. And for someone who's 18 years old to be able to have that effect, that's a pretty amazing gift.
Oh, my goodness. You've blown me away.
Well, you told me about Kurt Cobain. I had to come back with something.
You did. You came back with a big one. That's quite an amazing story, and I can't wait to, if it's okay with you, I'd like to share that with Miley this evening. I know that would mean a lot to her.
Well, make sure to relay to her also, and she probably knows this, but I don't know if you do, the girls who put that together, the high school girls, were just awarded $100,000 for their charity for the Sparkle Effect, because they started cheerleading squads like this in other states and other parts of the world, actually. There's one in
Australia. South Africa.
So the
Sparkle Effect
is... The Do Something Awards
is where they got the award, but the Sparkle Effect is now...
worldwide.
Yeah, it's really just come to fruition for these girls, and again, they don't. It's not about them. It's about, you know, inclusion, and it's just an amazing thing. So yeah, please tell her. You know, the family that she had such a profound effect on says hi when you sit down.
Oh,
to dinner.
Oh my goodness! You know? I will tell her for sure. That is so awesome.
Well, this is not at all like we expected this conversation to go, Billy.
No, I got it. Can I be honest? I'm more surprised than any of you could be. I never planned on. I thought we'd talk about what we're supposed to talk about. I didn't think we'd really start talking about other things. But quite frankly, you guys have just made me, I don't know, feel so welcomed, like almost amongst friends that we were just, I don't know, just like we were just talking.
Well, that's what the show is. In fact, we're supposed to play two sets of commercials, but you know what? We're just not going to do it because we're talking.
Your attitude. That's awesome.
We're not even supposed to be talking to you because
it's a rock station.
Well, you know how the business is. There's a station that's welcoming this concert. And it's not us, and it's not our format. It's not even in our building, you know.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter, guys. I'm just curious. I gotta ask this question: are the girls from the Sparkle Effect? Are they from right there in Moline?
The Quad Cities is where you're coming, and so it's Moline and Rock Island on the Illinois side, and then on the Iowa side, it's Bettendorf and I can't remember the other damn
Davenport. Thank you. But Pleasant Valley was the school,
and Pleasant Valley was the school where it started.
And, oh my goodness! Well, if any of the girls, you and your daughter, if any of the girls want to get together and come over and say hi to the old man, I'd love to say hi to him if you guys happen to be in the area. As we're, I know I'm taking a bus and leaving early in the morning, so I'm thinking I'm going to get there around 5:30 or 6 o'clock in the evening.
I think we're going to pass, Billy, but thanks for the offer.
Okay, buddy.
I'm kidding.